Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
All right, bang, bang. It's the Rundown. It's Wednesday, January 19th.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
First topic of the day, Malik McDowell, former Browns defensive lineman, arrested for battery of a police officer and public exposure. The video came out. It's pretty bad. Carl, we'll start with you.
Did you know he was the 35th overall pick in the 2017 draft? Never played a game for the Seahawks because he got into an ATV accident a couple weeks before. And has just been on a fucking spiral downward since. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Where do you go to college?
Michigan State.
Yeah.
Like one of those stand-up.
He was an animal on that defensive line with like the Sky team.
The no-fly zone team?
Yeah. Is that what it was? The no-fly zone?
Yep. What did you say?
The Sky team, I think. He was an animal. And he was one of those guys that, like, I remember specifically talking to our friend at Northwestern, JB Butler, about him. He's like, dude, he'll take 2-3 plays off. And then that third play, he just like decides to play, and he's unstoppable, like absolutely unstoppable. Yeah, and
it's bad. It's sad, like you said.
Yeah, it's you don't want to see that. I saw the video. I was like, there's got to be some dark backstory here.
Yeah, some mental health.
Drug issues, something. Yeah. So yeah,
it looks bad. So
my general take is, if you get arrested, it's bad. But then you see someone get arrested naked, that's very bad.
Yeah, because the naked thing, that's where the story really kicks in.
Yeah, that means there's something seriously wrong.
Now, how about the fact that this guy is being described as like a former Cleveland Brown when he was like, he was a Seattle Seahawk. He was drafted by the Seahawks. They were the ones that like, then he got arrested and went, I don't know, they call him like a former Cleveland Brown.
So it'd be like Colin.
Did he play for the
Browns? Colin Cutler, a former Miami Dolphin.
Oh, you know what though? Most of his action came with the Browns. So
okay. Yeah. Okay. And then it happened in Ohio, right?
I believe so,
yeah. I think that's what it said.
Yeah.
Okay, I take that back. I sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Can I say something? Tough first topic.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for that, Ed. Thanks for that.
It's not Ed.
It's not me. Oh, it's in Florida, too. So we're all fucking wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope he gets better. I hope he gets help.
Maybe a nice little trip to the clink for a few months will clean him up.
He's already been in prison.
That's what it's for, right? He has been?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe credit to us for not having as much fun as the producers probably think we're going to have with this topic. Credit to us.
It's not a fun topic.
It's not.
No.
Next topic, Jim Harbaugh. Apparently the Bears held a brief phone conversation.
That was so funny.
This is another shot at us, I feel. Chief, what do you got?
Yeah, I was mad when I read like the comment. It was from Hub Arkish. Like, it was on some show, and I saw the tweet being like they had a quick phone call. And it's just like, you know, like, it's like, dude, no. Like, first of all, I bet you, like, Harbaugh, like, blocked the number. He's like, how the fuck did you get this number?
It's a 312 hang number, up, just, like, click.
Block. Like, yeah. I'm just not coming here. And, yeah, so it was just like, it is. It is like that. It felt like they had a brief phone call. Like, yeah, no shit, he has no interest here.
I don't think he's that disinterested.
I think he probably is. He probably needed one NFL team to leverage Michigan into a bigger deal. He's like, I would much rather. So all he needs is the Raiders.
But they're plus 250 right now. So
says who? I don't subscribe to any of those lines because they're not from the Barstool Sportsbook.
Wow.
Illegal.
How do you
betting.
Know it's not from there?
It's not from there. I know where it's from. It's not from there.
Well, that's
right. I only bet legally and responsibly.
Blame the rundown producer. But head coaching lines are legal. Just so you know. Like they are legal. So
the tweet that I saw with that.
Maybe not, yeah. But regardless, head coaching lines are legal.
We've been sitting around for – I love the putter. We've been sitting around for the last week or so in Chicago, like very strongly talking about how much of a pussy George McCaskey is.
Mm-hmm.
And basically
he's
being
King
like
– Dink.
It's the weakest leadership you could possibly imagine. If you come in for the Bears, you just take – there's only one other organization with weaker leadership. It's the Raiders. You just take one look at that guy.
So you think
like,
he's weaker?
I think Jim Harbaugh is looking at it being like – well, I got to deal with McCaskey's like puss bag bullshit, or I can just go into fucking Davis's office and be like, just draw like a stick figure on the board and be like, this is our next quarterback. And he's probably like, good job.
I don't even know if it's weaker, though. I think it's overall better. Like, if we're talking about heirs, like they're all an heir apparent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a better heir.
Who is?
Mark Davis.
Fuck yeah, he is. That's the guy who just was like, you know what? I'm out of here, Oakland. Fuck you. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to build the stadium on the strip and we're going to. You know, have
is
all
it
the
changey second generation, not third. He's closer to Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have a lot to do with it.
Just sure. Win, baby.
He's got some bad boy in him.
I think he does too. Yeah. He's got some swag. I almost think the fact that he has that haircut is like I don't fucking care. I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
I would love to have that kind of money where you just don't care. Like, don't care.
But yeah. I think that he doesn't have like normal NFL owner
does
money.
Does he not?
All his money is similar to McCaskey's. Comes from the team. So Al was a football guy. Al coached the Raiders. I don't think people know that either. Like the 50s, he coached the Raiders.
Yeah. Also, what's considered a brief phone call nowadays?
See, that's what I was wondering. I'm wondering if this is like yellow journalism, where because all these coaches, they're just, from what I understand, doing these brief Zoom meetings, like kind of introductory pre. Interviews. Is that what it sounds like?
Yes.
Instead of just full-blown fucking
interviews.
They're
casting a wide net,
yeah.
And then they're bringing
so them. I don't know if like that's what it was. It was like the same for Harbaugh as it was for Dable and Flores and everybody else. Or it's just like he's wording that differently to make it sound make the Bears look bad, you know?
Like,
I don't know.
Like
I don't know enough about
old.
Markish either.
These people are old. Like 20 minutes, 30 minutes is probably brief to them.
That's true.
Yeah,
that
brief.
Is true.
Right? Brief could be
that
like
is
it's
an
not
eternity
the speakerphone
for us.
Conference room,
yes.
Full-blown interview. Brief could just be two guys on a cell phone for 15 minutes.
Well, yes. I hear the word brief, and I think of hanging up on whatever like spam call I'm getting. Like that.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Right,
I'm
right, right, right.
I don't think we're thinking
Ed's got an excellent point here.
Do you think that this would change it for me, too? Mm-hmm. Do the Bears call his agent, or do the Bears talk to him?
Oh, I don't know.
I would it's guess they try to go directly to him. And he's been instructed to say, hey, do not fucking say a word to them.
Brief.
Maybe.
He would be the guy I want, too, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
I just want like a guy
you know
that
what
like,
you're
he's
getting.
In charge. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's in charge.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Next up, DJ Khaled, a clip of his golf swing goes viral, and people are saying it's not bad.
Tiger Woods.
I was expecting a Charles Barkley swing.
Yeah,
it wasn't
good, but it was just a normal golf swing for a guy who doesn't golf.
Well, what do you call it? You're the golf guy.
Kind of. A lot of rich guys can have decent enough golf swings. Let's just start there. Like if you're rich, you can figure it out because you'll just go out there long enough. He's a big guy. I like that it was shorter and compact because a lot of people when they try to hit a golf ball, they try to like swing the shit out of it. It was like one of those really short, compact. I'm not calling him John fucking Rahm here, but he clears the hips. He creates space inside for his hands to travel, which is something amateur golfers have a big problem with, is why they block it right. I saw a closed club face. I liked what I saw. It was much better than Tommy Smoke swing. I think that was included.
Yeah.
It was like
that,
a comparison,
Jesus
like
Christ.
Which one do you think is better? Yeah. And I'm not throwing shade on Tommy. I'm just saying,
no, throw
DJ
shade
Collard,
on Tommy
like,
because he deserves shade.
He kept it short and compact.
Like,
Collard looked like an athlete where Tommy...
looked like exactly
Tommy.
Honestly when I saw like here's a Tommy Smokes example I was like I don't know if I want to click this because it's going to be so bad I want to puke and that's what it was so it was If Tommy Smokes were any less athletic, he couldn't, like, walk down the stairs. He would just, like, topple over.
That's rude to Tommy.
I like Tommy. Tommy and I are friends.
What would you say?
But to I mean, you got to be an athlete,
your
kid.
Your broken ankle swings.
I like to kick off with your fucking ankles being broken on your golf swing at the Classic earlier this week.
You literally swing out of your shoes.
Yeah, I did, because I was wearing untied Air Force Ones. Things that just, to me, are not funny or I don't think should be a talking point become major talking points, and one of them was how my ankle was, like, all rolled up.
Can you agree that the visual that was out there was preposterous? This is like, you're trying
to... No,
you're
I won't agree to that. I will not agree to that.
But it was, Dave.
I don't think it's funny whatsoever.
I knew that was going to come up, and I will have a blog on this out tomorrow. If you don't back me up, Carl, I'll fucking call you full of shit for the rest of your life. If you watch, like, a home run derby, and I can't speak to this because I don't watch enough golf, but a home run derby, you will see all the time people doing that with their front or back foot, just where it's, you're on the side of your heel because
you're swinging.
I'm
your
swinging
shoes.
Incorrectly.
Yeah.
A golf club. I don't know how to swing a golf club. But, like, it's probably what I'm guessing is I'm probably trying to swing it too much like a baseball bat, and that's just what happens when I swing a baseball bat.
Got a lot of torque.
Yeah, a ton of torque. That's why I could fucking murder the ball.
All right.
What do you think about being in a cart with DJ Khaled for 18?
I bet it'd be fun.
Oh,
and then I get sick of him
no,
after about
I actually
12
don't,
or 13.
Because yeah, the music would be tough to
he's
listen
never
to
done me. It for me. Like, he's never been, like, a guy, like, I've been particularly interested in spending time around.
Same. And I think if, like, you know,
I think I'd like it.
He's hyping you up, like, to make a putt or a big shot. Like, if he's on your team in a scramble, it's like you might laugh, like, the first couple holes.
Right,
he does in the fourth hole. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Just shut
fucking
up.
Shut up and smoke your fucking joint and drink your fucking tequila.
Yeah, I'm out. But, yeah, hey, big fella, like, he got around. Like, that's, you know.
It's hard. And people think golf's easy. It's not.
Yeah, who thinks golf's easy? Golf's fucking tough.
People that haven't swung it.
Very hard.
Golf's a very difficult sport.
Last topic here. Heated exchange in an NHL press conference between Leon Draisaitl and the Edmonton media. He's being pissy with the answers he's giving him.
Lots of reasons for why the Oilers are playing the way they are in terms of winning and losing. What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying, we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
Okay.
I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
White Sox Dave, you raised your hand, so I'm going
to
call on you.
Dude, I just watched it prior to us hopping on the couch. I didn't see an issue from either side. I'm assuming how do you say his name?
Leon Draisaitl.
Leon German. Draisaitl played a shit game. They lost, whatever. I don't know a thing about hockey. I'm sure the last thing on earth is he wanted to do was explain himself to the media. I've never been there personally. I've never been in front of the media after a sport, but I've, like, after we would lose in whatever sporting event growing up, I'd be fucking furious. I wouldn't want to talk to anybody. I get that out of him, but he has to face the media. The media guy's got to do his job too, and him calling him out saying, why are you being so pissy? I fucking loved it. And Draisaitl, how do you say his name?
You got it.
Draisaitl. Draisaitl didn't come out, like, hot at him. He didn't tell him to fuck off. He's like, oh, this. I thought it was a perfectly
it's
fine.
It's about as hot as you can be in that scenario.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was a perfectly fine
we've
exchange.
We've seen Duncan Keith get a little more testy than that, but I think that's kind of, like, the limit. Like, beyond that, like, you're Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, going crazy. Yeah.
Right. So I thought Draisaitl was pissy, but, like, the Oilers are in trouble. Like, they're, like, I don't know what's going on with them. They're a disaster right now. So I think it's not – he's probably been asked that question for a month, you know, and I think it's he probably gave, like, the canned answers that these guys, you know, like, oh, they go back and write it in their notebook and put it out the next day. I think he's probably done that same question at least 7 times.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think he finally was just like, enough. Like, enough. I'm not answering any more questions like this. And it's because they're playing so terrible, and I can sympathize with – I'm having, like, the worst time of my professional life, and this guy's just – like poking you in the chest with it after every, like immediately after every game. Like I think I would be more like Ryan Leaf. What?
Well, heavy is the head who wears the crown, man. Like those Edmonton fans, and like who's the media? That's like they owe their responsibility towards the fans.
Yeah.
Right? I mean that's a frustrating team to root for going back years now. And and I don't blame Draisaitl for his reaction. Like you're at the right to be mad too, but
yeah.
That guy wants to poke a little bit more. Like you got to answer.
I think he should poke better.
David.
I think that he should keep poking too. But I want to see that Ryan Leaf blow up. This is whatever. Like I'll forget about it as soon as we're done recording. Mm-hmm. I want that Ryan Leaf blow up.
But he should poke in, like with specifics. You know, like I hate when they ask questions.
The attitude question was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the ice, he's like, yeah, go
but
ahead.
But it's like, you know, like I hate when you ask questions looking for that stupid canned answer, and then he gives you a canned answer in a different tone, and you don't like the tone, and then you're disappointed.
That's true.
Ask him something specific, so he has to answer it in a specific way, and then your column's better, and his answer's better, and everything's better. So ultimately, I think I'm on Draisaitl's side.
What would you ask him right now?
I haven't been watching their games enough, but I would like
to
pick up.
They got McDavid?
They have McDavid and Draisaitl, like top three players in the world.
If you're an eight-figure player, like you know that. Like your feet are going to be held to fire.
Yeah.
How much longer is sports journalism going to be around? Because like, where's the next wave coming from? Like guys that are sitting there to write print, because it's basically you're just going to go write for The Athletic, where it's like credentialed sports journalism, where you got to sit there and ask those questions so you can turn your 500-word column around. Like, I'm not joking. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like, what, 2 decades from now, and just the concept of like. Yeah, I'm the beat writer. I follow the team. I write about the team. I just feel like teams are just going to hire their own guys and control the message as much as they can.
Yeah, they're doing that already.
Yeah, that's like no disrespect to people who write for the specific websites, but like you can never take that as gospel, in my opinion. Like if you're an MLB.com writer for X team, like and it's not their fault. Like
you're
they
neutered.
Work for the team.
You're neutered
it's
by
not
them,
your
yeah.
fault.
State-run media.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but you're right.
But you remember when we were kids and it would be like, I'm just refreshing ChicagoSports.com, which was what the Chicago Tribune launched as their website.
Yeah.
And you're just like hitting F5 or F7 or whatever, like waiting for that next Paul Sullivan article to come out.
That
like,
fucking dink.
Okay, fine. I'm not.
I hear your point. But that's like, and I think they used to have a much grander place. Like, I remember like carrying, like around when the Round the Horn came out, I'm like,
every single day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Washington, Post, you got the Denver Chronicle.
You had what's his face, Jay.
And then the internet.
Jay Mariotti.
The internet made you realize that all those people are just as dumb as us. So why the fuck would we listen to them?
Yeah, exactly.
When we could be
or
the
dumber.
Dumb ones.
Yeah. I think that's why we're
dumb. But then at the same time, these things are why these people will still always have a seat at the table, because these are the moments that people are going to watch, and they have the access. Guys like us don't,
which is bullshit.
You know, that's.
But we wouldn't. You probably wouldn't needle Draisaitl into that answer, because you're sitting there being like, "I know why this guy's pissed off."
Yeah. You're right. But I would ask him a question that might piss him off more. So, like, and it's not just some, you know.
Yeah.
Trite, whatever.
I don't know. Interesting. After show, we have a couple things here. But then, does anybody have anything they want to get out of their chest?
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up to the public. So I brought up Connor McDavid a minute ago. Last week in the office, it made it into stool scenes a little bit. So Frank the Tank hit that center ice shot through that little hole with the plywood that's blocking the net. Chief said that McDavid would hit what was the exact
two out of two for -130.
Yeah.
2 out of 2 -130. I said I would bet against that. I wouldn't be surprised if he did do it, but I would bet against it. Then we got Scott Darling, who's a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
He said no fucking shot.
Yep.
And then another Hawks player Cal DeHaan, he's like no fucking shot. So,
I asked the third player and he said no as well. But
didn't tell me that.
As Dylan Strome said it, he doesn't think so. And Dylan Strome like played with him with the Erie Otters. I think all those guys are morons. I don't care if they played in the league. They're all morons. And I do think McDavid, like, it's a 100-foot pass. It's a 100-foot pass. I'm not asking him to hit a dime out of the net. I'm asking him to slide it 100 feet. And I think he could do it. That's from the red line.
So it's a small hole.
Yeah.
It's double the size of a puck. That guy puts the puck wherever he wants.
What do we typically say about a guy who's like, you know, the whole world's on one side and you're the other one screaming at the clouds?
You've known me a long time now.
Yes.
Barada Gang, Natasha Bedingfield, all this stuff. I don't mind being like the Jon Snow gif on all these takes because I feel like I end up being right. So now I need to find a way to orchestrate it in the summer to get McDavid to attempt this, and I think he'll hit it, and then everyone will
be apologizing. I think that should be a pretty easy ask, right?
I don't know.
Like, we got to have enough ties in the league, and it's not like he's not skating. All you got to do is do it yourself. It'll take 2 minutes. Film it with the fucking
cell phone. I'm sure there's a way to
make it happen. Yeah, there's definitely a way to make this happen, but I wanted to bring this up to the masses so you could all tell Chief what an idiot he is. Because, if he did do it, I would not be surprised at all, but, like, I would bet that he wouldn't. And it was 2 for 2, I think, was what we said.
Yes, one from the blue line.
And then one from center ice.
Correct.
So basically it spawned from Frank the Tank hitting these.
Yeah.
Because that's not fucking easy. That is so hard.
I know, but, like, I've been to so many Hawks games over the years where they do that competition all the time. And they used to have, like, the little kid, the hot girl, and the old guy.
And they got rid of the hot girl.
Right. Yeah. Now it's like, you know, whatever.
They would pluck the three hottest hot chick out of the stands.
Right. Why'd they get rid of that?
It's sexist, obviously.
Yeah, it's sexist.
Ugly
people exist, right? Look at all of us.
Yeah,
they got rid of the ice girls, too.
Yeah, they did. That was this year. But I've seen so many of these people that are just like, they barely know how to hold the hockey stick. Like, you know, a lot of, like, Frank. Like, Frank doing it is a goddamn miracle.
Wow. You're fucking, you want to, like.
What?
You're going to say that the week that he gets fucked over by KFC?
Frank's not Connor McDavid, okay? So, Frank doing it 2 for 2 is a miracle. And anybody else doing it 2 for 2 is a miracle. But it happens all the time.
KFC,
he said he could go 6 for 10, I think it is.
I think I, yeah. With a
you
little,
can?
With a little warm-up, a little
can
practice.
Can you respond to that? Because the kid, like, won't leave me alone
dude,
about
that
some bat.
Kid can suck my dick.
Dude, yeah, has he been hitting you guys up?
He DMs every single goddamn
what's
day.
What's up with Chief today,
shut
man.
The fuck up. And, like, we'll do it.
I wasn't going to bring him up.
We'll do it. But, like, he was like, this is my challenge. I'm like, we were talking about it in the office with Portnoy and White Sox Dave and everybody, like, how we've been talking about for, a full day. And then you do a tweet being like, I can set it up. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this challenge. Well, but, like, it's not, like, he's acting like he owns it. Like, he owns this idea that we've been talking about for 12 hours. Suck my dick. I'm doing it without him for spite. Like, that's why I'm going to do it. It's a spite move. I'll do it on a pond. I'll do it at the fifth third. I'll do it at Giants. I'll do it anywhere. I'm not doing it with that fucking kid.
I've got 7 messages from him in the last week.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who this kid is. I fucking hate his guts.
That's passion. Now, what does that make you feel a type of way, though? Obviously, you've taken a lot of heat, Dave, over stuff that you've said you would do and you didn't do.
Well, I mean, like, it's just how it goes. I can say anything, and I'll add my... I mean, I have yet to cook a turduck in with
that,
Chief.
That sponsor
I,
dropped
you
off,
have
so
yet
we
to
still COVID, man. Yeah.
I you have yet to take a
still COVID.
A coach bus to Peoria and back. I'd even do that with you, Ed.
I would do that with you too. I think.
I honestly
hit a Big Al's. Sydney lives close down to there.
I was by the Greyhound station the other day, and I thought about it. And I was like, I gotta do this at some point. So
yeah,
but it was Peoria Charter to be clear. I think Peoria Charter is a little better than Greyhound, right?
I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know.
Who knows? Sent me a screenshot that says, Chief, I'll personally rent an hour of ice at Johnny's Ice House, $350. I'll bet you that money you don't
but
even
do
hit
you see where it
and
says,
you said challenge accepted.
But I said check-ins accepted because it was the same. It was like maybe 10 minutes before the Ozzie Guillen picture. So not exactly clear state of mind.
Yeah,
but like
fine.
We had already been talking about it. It was already out there. He's saying I know the people from Johnny's. Great, dude. You play fucking... men's league there. Like, I don't care. There's a million rinks. I'll call Johnny's or something. We'll get it figured out. Just shut up.
All right. I'm going to offer a wager to you. You can set the over-under dinner at La Scarola that I'll take the under, whatever you set.
Assuming you said 6 out of 10 you'll hit?
You said 6 out of 10. I'll even let him move
down. And
that's
from the blue
bit.
Line or the center ice?
From center. Now, look at it. Now I'm feeling a little bit like 6 and 10 might be a lot. I think... we'll leave it there. We'll set it at 5.5, and it will probably be the under, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
So, sorry, one more time. Blue line or center ice?
Center.
Okay, so center ice, one hole.
Yeah.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love We love Twisted Tea. Dude. Go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
I don't think so. I think no fucking way.
And it, like, I
wouldn't
be
surprised
if he
goes over 10.
I won't go over 10. No way. You want to set it at a half?
I mean, there needs to be a line for that.
I don't know.
To be a line we can buy.
I don't know what I want.
Like, what is half? What do you think half?
Loser leaves town match. You just got to move.
I would love to move. So, Barstool Boise.
That's great. Anything else? Jersey Jerry got scammed by Puerto Rico.
All right, Jay, what happened with the Twitter account?
Twitter account got hacked this morning. Got a DM saying that if I wanted a free trip all-inclusive to Puerto Rico. I said, yeah, I clicked the link and brought me to a different page, filled out the form, name, address, phone number, email. They responded saying I won. Still haven't received any type of win in any way. This was never Puerto Rico.
Tough. I've gotten scammed before.
Like that? Like you thought you want a free vacation? That's like number two behind the Nigerian Prince scam.
No, this was back... it would have been the year that the Bears went to the playoffs in 2006.
Oh, yeah. You're
so smart. I was bidding for Bears tickets for me and all my friends that you guys have met, high school friends. It was for the Christmas Eve game, I want to say, against the Falcons. The game where it was like 0 degree high with like 30-mile-an-hour winds. I lost a bid for four tickets. They were like upper deck tickets, whatever. I think it was $350 I was going to pay for four. And then I got an email from a guy saying, hey, I saw you lost this. I live in Lake Forest. I'm going to be in England for work. If you want to, like, it was a wire transfer, like Western Union, I think it was, PayPal. Me the money. I'll send you the tickets. But, like, here, so I wired him, and it was a scam. I never got the tickets. And I had to pay all those guys back with my Target paycheck.
Don't you? I kind of think that your buddies, like, them trusting you, like, it's an occupational hazard. Like, they,
oh, dude.
Like they,
yeah, they're on the hook.
Oh,
yeah.
But I was always the one, like, if I wouldn't have done it, like, we would have all just sat there. I was
really?
Always, yeah.
You're the logistics guy for
I was always that guy. Like, if I wanted to do something.
It's called,
like,
contributory negligence. It's where you contribute to someone else being negligent.
But
that's a paper
the thing,
boat. In a
the
big
funny
ocean.
Part about it was is they were all. I think it was, for some reason the number that rings impression. A bell.
I just made it up.
Was it was $85 a ticket we were paying, and so it wasn't a lot of money or anything. But
yeah,
I got
in
two
high school,
free tickets. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, big money in high school.
I got two free tickets. From someone else. I forget how I got those tickets, but I got two hard copy tickets, so I had to make a choice. I'm like, well, I'm going to the game. Which of you three do I got to pick between? So I did. I made my choice.
You
and
picked the girl?
No, I didn't. No, it was – and that was the game that, like, Urlacher chased Vic down from behind, down the sideline. They won big.
Great moment.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I've gotten scammed before.
Okay. That's – more understandable to me.
Kind of early-ish internet.
It was never Puerto Rico.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's a good point, and that's, I think, should be emphasized. Like, we grew up where we were young and alert to, like, well, this kind of smells fishy. I'm not saying if I was, like, 50 when the internet started, I would get scammed.
Yeah.
Like, if I was, like, an adult, like, you know what I mean? Like, we grew up on AOL Instant Messenger chat rooms. Like, we lived through Napster and LimeWire and, like, watching,
yeah,
like, porn come in very slowly. Like, we've lived through all of this. So, like, it's easy for us to sit here and be like, well, how the fuck did that happen? I feel like I would be the biggest candidate to get scammed if the internet started when I was an adult.
Yeah. Tough. Mm. Tough. All right, then. Anything else? That's the rundown?
Six out of
ten. That's the rundown.
Crazy talk.